It's time now for Police on the Scene with a Crime Prevention Lean, with your host, police officer and national crime prevention professional, J.D. Dine.
And now it's time for another stupid criminal story.
Okay, here we go. Hello, everybody. J.D. Dine back here. And I have Dumb, Dumber, and Dumbest here of the dumb criminals. And this one comes out of Byron, Texas. X-rated movie leads to citation and two arrests. Check this one out. A woman got a little more than she ordered at a Byron, Texas fast food restaurant drive-thru Saturday night. While parked and waiting in line at McDonald's, she and her passengers, and this is what kind of bugs me too, a 9-year-old and a 92-year-old got an eyeful of a pornographic movie played on a TV screen inside the car in front of them. Offended by the X-rated material, the woman, and I give her credit, heads up, doing something about it, she wrote down the car's license plate number on her hand and drove to the nearby Byron Police Department to file a complaint. Good for her. Minutes later, the police, and heads up to the police on this, were able to locate the offending maroon 1990 Buick LeSabre with a ceiling-mounted TV inside. The vehicle was occupied by three Byron men, all whom were brothers. That's where we comes even a little more interesting here. After identifying the movie inside the car's DVD player as pornographic, the police gave the driver of the vehicle, Thomas Goodoy, he's 23 years old, and Thomas, guess what? You're old enough to know better. A citation for obscene display, a Class C misdemeanor. After running a check on the two passengers in the car, the police then arrested Jose Goodoy, he's 24, who had three active warrants for failure to appear in court. Real sharp, guys. That's why you're the dumb criminals. And then the third guy, they actually were checking out the car and searching it incident to arrest, which they can do. They found a partial marijuana blunt cigarette in the ashtray and arrested the third man's real Goodoy, 21, for possession of 2 ounces or less of marijuana. He was released on $2,000 bail. So dumb, dumber, and dumbest. And you know what? I want to our friend of the show, Mark Bars. Mark, I'm going to check this out and make sure these weren't the three guys that stole your car when you lived in Amsterdam. I love your show. I listened to it. I think you said your car got taken three different times when you lived there. And I think these three from Texas might be the perpetrators. So we're going to be checking that out, Mark. And I'll tell you what else. If you ever do go back to Amsterdam, you give me a holler. I'm going to send you a steering lock column. And you can put that on your steering wheel and you don't have to worry about those guys taking your car. But I had to give you a shout out, Mark, because we love listening to your show and we love being part of it. So shout out to Mark and everybody else out there too. I want you to give us a call if you can at area code 206-339-TKPN. That's area code 206-339-8576. If you don't want to call us, you can always email us on policeonthescene@yahoo.com. We love to hear your questions. Hey, if you've got some dumb criminals in your area that you want to share with me, feel free. I might put them on the air. And we'd love to hear from you. This is Officer J.D. Dine. I want you all to stay safe. And I am 10-8.
Please visit TKPN at our website, www.tkpnpodcast.com.
You've been listening to a TKPN production.